In a few seconds, the four envelopes, his financial history of the last 4 months, were open. Dirk laid their contents out before him. Kendrick, nothing. Kennedy. The tinny little voice was beginning to get on Dirk's nerves. He glanced at the corner of the room. Two mournful eyes looked at him in silent bewilderment. As Dirk at last looked at the figures at the bottom of the last sheet of paper, a kind of swimmy feeling assailed him. He gasped, sharply. The table began to bend and sway. He felt as if the hands of fate had started kneading his shoulders. He had imagined it was bad. In fact, he had imagined little else other than how bad it might be for the last few weeks. But even in his worst imaginings, he had no idea it might be that bad. Clammy things happened in his throat. He could not possibly be over £22,000 overdrawn. He pushed his chair back from the kitchen table, and for a few moments just sat there, throbbing. £22,000? The word Kenneth floated mockingly through the room. As he rapidly cast his mind back over what he could remember of his expenditure over the last few weeks, an ill-considered shirt here, a reckless bun there, a wild weekend in the Isle of Wight, he realized that he must be right. He could not possibly be £22,000 overdrawn. He took a deep breath and looked at the figures once more. There it was again. £22,347.43. There must be some mistake. Some terrible, terrible mistake. The chances were, of course, that he had made it, and as he stared, trembling at the paper, he realized quite suddenly that he had. He had been looking for a negative number, and had therefore assumed that that was what he was looking at. In fact, his account stood at £22,347.43 in credit. Credit? He'd never known such a thing. Didn't even know what it looked like. Hadn't recognized it. Slowly, carefully, almost as if the figures might fall off the page and get lost on the floor, he sifted through the sheets, one by one, to try and find out where on earth all this money had come from. Kenny, Kentigern, and Kermit slipped by unheard. It was immediately clear that it was regular amounts that had been coming in once a week. There had been seven of them, so far. The most recent one had come in the Friday before last, which was as far as these statements went. The odd thing was that though the amounts were regular, they were for untidy amounts, similar each week, but not exactly the same. The previous Friday's payment was for £3,267.